Cavemen haven't played since their win over New Prairie last week. And again, Wawa C played last night, coming off a loss. So we'll run through the starting lineups once again for Wawa C, a 5'8 senior, Caden Wagner, a 6'1 senior, Jarius Boyer, another 6'1 senior, Jacob Hand, 5'11 junior, Aaron Evans, and a 6'2 senior, Trayvon Coleman. And for Mishawaka, it's a 5'11 senior, Peyton Johnson, a 5'9 junior, Sam Shively, 6'1 junior, A.J. Rosebush, 6' senior, Dylan Hall, and a 6'2 senior, John Binion. So we are ready to go tonight. And again, your starting lineups presented by Lechleitner Door Sales and Service. I tell you what, Rossini's Pizza is one of our sponsors. They bring you the third quarter. And we decided, Vince and I, that it was finally time to try a little Rossini's Pizza.
Well, I'm not surprised that you enjoyed it, Roddy Piper Pizza.
That's very true.
That's your nickname, right?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Roddy Piper Pizza. But no, it was really good. I was very impressed.
Tasty treat that we had, some Rossini's Pizza. So we were really glad to get some of that. Rossini's will be bringing you the third quarter tonight.
And I'll tell you what, it was crowded in there. I mean,
was it?
I had to wade through. It's a good thing I called ahead, man, because it was quite the crowd. Wait, it was just a carryout spot, so... You know, but there was a bunch of people waiting for their pizza.
We should also mention, of course, big news with the Mishawaka football team in the last few days, with head coach Bart Curtis announcing that he is going to Warsaw to become the head coach, going to coach with his son down there at Warsaw. And athletic director Dean Hubbard will join us at halftime to talk about that situation and kind of everything that's going on with that.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the news of the day. I've had people that I don't even know reach out to me and ask me questions about that job. So it's going to be interesting to see which way that athletic director Dean Huppert wants to go with that one.
The tip is controlled by Mishawaka, and the Kevin Putz, the First Midwest Mortgage first quarter, is underway. It's Rosebush to Binion on the baseline, up high to Shively between his hands. He tracks it down over to Peyton Johnson and back to Shively once again. Off to Hall to the left, back to Shively, looks inside, nothing there. Goes back to his left to Hall. Shively at the left point, passes to Rosebush on the right wing. Shively thought about a three. Rosebush open for three, leaves it short, and the rebound is pulled down by Wawa C. It'll be Jacob Hand bringing it up court. Cavemen dressed out in home whites, maroon numbers and letters. Wawa C in road black uniforms with green numbers and kind of white and goldish trim. What would you call that, Vince?
Well, that's definitely Vegas gold right there, Sean. That's good looking stuff.
See, more of the, you were kind of comparing them to the Oregon Ducks earlier. Here's a drive. Aaron Evans is Wawa C. Sets up in the half court. Wagner with a basketball. Passes down to the corner. 6:40 on the clock in the first quarter. Wawa C content to move the ball around and use as much clock as possible. Evans passes over to his left to Wagner. And then out pops Jacob Hand as Wawa C continues to flash and weave and move the ball around. 6:18 on the clock, and the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Wagner over on the left, puts it on the floor with the right hand and passes back toward the half-court side as Jarius Boyer comes out and takes it. He'll put it on the floor with the left hand, Shively closely guarding him. Under six to play in the first quarter, and traveling is called on Wawa C.
Yeah, it looked like when Coleman tried to drive the lane right there, kind of drug that last foot as he wanted to stop and throw it back out to the outside. Really good defense there by Mishawaka. They were just sitting in the zone, extending that offense and not allowing Wawa C to get in the middle.
Rosebush on the left wing. Down to the baseline. Binion outside. Shively again on the wing. He's closely guarded and gives it up to Rosebush. Down to the block to Binion. Binion kicks it down. Corner to Rosebush. The three off the back iron. Binion with the rebound, though. Passes outside off Johnson's hands, and Wawasi takes it away. No score with 5:20 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Outside to Trayvon Coleman, who's been their leading scorer over the last four games. We don't have any stats on them. We got just kind of a really small scouting report from a little bit of the Mishawaka staff. We didn't get a whole lot. We know that it has been Coleman who's been their scorer. He wears a wrap around his right shoulder, and he throws it into backcourt and out of bounds on the far baseline. And is that who I think it is on the baseline, by the way?
Where are we looking?
Look to the baseline. Look in the bleachers.
Up top?
No.
Oh.
Right behind the basket.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Demezi Anderson?
Oh, it is. Okay.
Demezi Anderson from
yes,
Riley is
yeah,
in the
nope,
house.
That is exactly who that is.
Oh. Missed shot by Wawasi and Coleman, and the ball goes bouncing out of bounds. And it was Demezi who picked up the loose ball and threw it back in. And, of course, he and John Binion were teammates for a time over at Riley High School. So I don't know if maybe that's why he's over here watching John or just checking out a game, because sectionals are going to be starting here in a couple weeks.
It's Wednesday night, you know, why not?
Why not? No score still in the scoreless Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Dylan Hall on the move. Down low. Binion powers his way up and in.
Well, when you're in a scoring drought, what do you do when you're Mishawaka? Get it down to the big man. Let him put it up for two. Underneath baskets go, that was a pretty easy one for him.
2-0. Mishawaka on top, and traveling is called on Wawasi. Aaron Evans trying to pull up his dribble and shuffled his feet. As he did so, the Cavemen get it back, leading 2-0 with 3:56 to play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Dylan Hall paces himself as he crosses half court. Little up fake over to Rosebush on the right wing. Back to Hall again with the left hand. He thought about moving inside. Gets a screen from Rosebush. Comes inside. Drives all the way. Layup won't go, though. Rebound Rosebush in the lane. Turns and spins and lays it in.
That was a great rebound by Rosebush. Able to box out. He's able to get that rebound and put it up strong.
Offensive rebounds have led to all four Mishawaka points. The foul is called on Rosebush at the other end. First of the night for either team. It comes with 3:27. To play in the Kevin Putz first quarter. Mishawaka leading 4-0. In backcourt, it is Jacob Hand. His opposite number, Rosebush. Both wear number 22. Outside flashes Coleman. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, guarded by Binion. He'll pass down to the corner. Back outside, Wagner. He spins it over to the left side as Wawasi tries to get something going in their half court once again. Down to the right corner, open. Wide open momentarily was Boyer. He couldn't quite handle the pass cleanly, though. Over to the left, Binion flashes out to play some defense as they pass it back down to the right corner. Here it comes, the drive all the way, and the layup is gone by Jarius Boyer. 4-2, Cavemen. Down to the left corner, Shively with the basketball. 2:40 to play in the first quarter. Wagner comes out, Shively over on the right. Peyton Johnson with a left hand comes in. Dylan Hall down to the baseline, skips inside, puts it up. It won't go. Rebound is taken by Boyer and the Wawasi Warriors with Mishawaka leading 4-2 with 2:16 to play in the first quarter. Through the hands of a Warrior, it was Jarius Boyer, and the pass goes out of bounds. Right in front of the Cavemen bench. Mishawaka basketball, 2:09 to play.
I hope you took the under tonight, Sean. Two defensive-minded teams and two offensive teams that are really in no hurry to score the basketball.
Three-pointer up by Johnson. It won't go. Foul on the rebound. I think it's going to be John Binion it is. Binion will be whistled for his first. Can't believe the all-time leading scorer in the NIC is sitting here. How many Riley games did we do last year, Vince? How many Riley games? Didn't recognize him.
You know, I was looking at the guy sitting next to him, and, you know, Demisi, it is Valentine's Day, and he's flanked over there by two lovely ladies, and he was kind of blocked. So, you know, you're right.
Not surprising.
I should have seen him.
John Binion sits. Isaiah Evans comes in. To the left side it goes to Aaron Evans. Up top to Coleman. Coleman looks right, passes left to the wing. A minute 33 to play in the first quarter. Brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Coleman up top, left hand, drives that side of the lane, dribbles it off his leg and out of bounds. Defensively, some help there from Mishawaka as well.
Well, and that was a nice job. One of the Mishawaka defenders was able to get his hand in there as he was going up for the basket and was able to knock it out of his hands, and then it went off of the Wawasee offensive player, and now it's back over to the Cavemen.
Shively on the right wing, out to Johnson. A minute 12 to play in the first quarter. Shively up fake from the wing, passes to his left to Johnson. Outside, Dylan Hall will bring it up top. Johnson on the left wing, Evans on the baseline, out to Hall again. Right wing, Shively, as Wawasee moves the defense around. It's still 4-2, and there's under a minute to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First quarter, but Peyton Johnson drills the three from the corner. The most exciting thing that's happened in the first quarter, and it's 7-2, Cavemen.
Blowing it wide open so far.
Down to the left corner it goes, 35 seconds to play. In the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. A foul is called.
That's actually a tough foul to take if you're Dylan Hall right there, Sean. I mean, he was just playing good defense, had his hands up, but the Wawasee offensive player kind of brought the ball back out in front of him, and they hit arms, and a foul was called. I don't know. A little ticky-tack for me.
Yeah. The referee had kind of a disgusted look on his face, like he couldn't believe he had to call that.
Why you didn't?
I agree more with you that he didn't necessarily have to. It's not how he saw it, apparently.
Apparently not.
7-2 Cavemen, 23 seconds to play in the first quarter. Wawasee can play for the last shot. Over to the left goes Wagner. He'll hand it off and get it right back again from Jacob Hand. Now Hand flashes out. Right side, drives down, cut off by Shively. Down on the block, a steal by Kenny Metafield, who had just checked in a moment ago as well. And I think he stepped on the baseline. He did.
Yeah, it was a great athletic play by Kenny Metafield going out. The ball was tipped. He tipped it and was going out of bounds and tried to dive to save it and throw it back in. But he did step on the baseline there.
7.3 seconds left in the quarter. Wawasee inbounds, tracked down by Boyer in backcourt. 4 seconds left. Shively on Boyer like a glove. Outside, a heave of a three is an air ball, and that will be the end of the first quarter, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. 20 years of home mortgage and refinancing loan experience serving you. 7-2, Mishawaka leads Wawasee at the end of one. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. With Mishawaka leading 7-2. Wawasee brings it up court. Jacob Hand into the ball game for the first time. Bennett Hoffert. Hoffert a 5'7 junior for the Warriors. Wawasee inside, up and rattling home for Ryan Eddington, who had also just come in. 7-4. Mishawaka leads by 3. Menefield has it out to Shively. Shively with his back to the basket on the wing. Rosebush comes over and sets a pick for him. Looking for a pick and roll, but the defender picked him up right away. Metafield, three up off the back iron. Rebound, though. Isaiah Evans out to Shively. Left wing three-pointer. Splashes the nylon. It's 10-4, Cavemen.
Well, you know, obviously Sam Shively only averages a little over 5 points a game, but when he's draining them from beyond the arc, that's when the Mishawaka offense really takes off. So maybe that could be a little spark here for their offense.
Caveman lead by six, and there's Minifield with a handle passing lane, knocking it out of bounds into the Caveman student section. It must be jersey night. I'm noticing a lot of different jerseys of a lot of different kinds over there.
I wish I would have known. I'd have come dressed apart.
I also notice there's a lot of guys, not as many girls over there tonight.
Valentine's
Day. Very good point.
They're avoiding it, man.
I completely. That's what happens when you're old and married like us.
That's right.
Of course, I stole you away from your date tonight coming over here.
Our dinner turned into a lunch, so that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Nothing at all.
It was us and all the 65-year-old couples, so it was good getting our early luncheon, early bird dinner.
10-4 Caveman. Hoffert with a basketball. He'll pass it outside to Eddington. Eddington with the left hand goes left, and he hands it off to Evans. Wawasee very deliberate, taking their time, and a high arcing three is good for Ryan Eddington, who has 5 of Wawasee's 7 points since coming in off the bench to start this second quarter.
And all of a sudden, it's a one possession game here, so getting a little bit tight mid second quarter.
10-7, Mishawaka on top, 5:47 to play in the second. Missed three pointer. The rebound comes down to Wawasee. Dylan Hall and John Binion to the scorer's table for Mishawaka. Check in the next opportunity they get. Wawasee moves it around the perimeter again. There's Eddington, who just hit the three a moment ago. Back out, Eddington wide open for three. He hits another one, and we're tied at 10.
Can't take that kid out, man. He is on fire.
Mishawaka led 7-2 coming into the second quarter. Ryan Eddington, a 6'1" senior for Wawasee, came off the bench after not playing in the first quarter. He now has 8 points, and we're tied at 10. Timeout is taken by the Cavemen. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well. This is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Lynn Hall with a basketball, dribbles to the free throw line, out to Shively, bounces it down to the block to Binion. Binion turns into the lane, passes out to Evans. Hall will take it. Both teams playing stingy defense, and Dylan Hall, the pull-up from the free throw line is good, 12-10 Cavemen. First bucket of the night for Dylan Hall.
Well, and that's usually the soft spot in the zone, is there, right about the free throw line or a little bit closer, and he was able to find it and knock down the jumper.
Wawasee moving the ball, and Dylan Hall going for a steal right underneath the basket, knocking it away from Coleman. It goes out of bounds. Stays with the Warriors. 4:10 to play in the first half. 12-10. Mishawaka leads Wawasee. There's kind of some barking going on as they try to get lined up to take the inbound pass.
Most of the barking's coming from the official.
I'm thinking that myself, but. And it continues.
Little too much extracurricular.
Get in a single mile line and stay in a single mile line.
Nobody gets a bathroom break unless you're in a single file line.
12-10. Mishawaka leads. Wawasee with the basketball after finally taking the inbound. Here's a steal by Dylan Hall. Caveman with numbers. Hall coming up all the way. His layup is good.
Yeah, we talk about Dylan Hall all the time. If he gets into the lane at full speed, he's going to knock it down.
14-10, Caveman. Here's a three that won't go, and Rosebush with a Mishawaka rebound. Dylan Hall again pushing it. Hall fouled on the floor before he dished it off to John Binion.
Looks like the foul's going to be on hand of Wawasee.
Hand whistled for his first. That is the first on the Warriors as well. Minifield wide open for three. Thought about it, said no, and then took it. Misses off the back iron. Coleman has the Wawasee rebound. Minifield has hit 5 out of 20 three-pointers attempted this season. Mishawaka by four. Wawasee with the basketball. Coleman driving the right baseline. Down to the left corner it goes. And the ball comes back outside to Huffert on the near side. Eddington, who has a pair of three-pointers and 8 points here in the second quarter, still on the floor for Wawasee. Hoffert bringing it outside. Shively staying there with him defensively. Jarius Boyer comes out. 2:38 to play in the first half. 14-10. Mishawaka leads. Minifield going for a steal. Knocked out of bounds on the far side of the floor. And it will be Mishawaka basketball.
Well, Mishawaka was doing, not only were they doing a good job of guarding the ball, Wawasee is trying to send guys in and out of the lane, flashing, looking for wide open guys, and they're doing a great job of just cutting off the passing lanes and just not giving the Warriors anything to find in the lane.
14-10, Mishawaka leads, 2.5 to play in the first half. Dylan Hall bounces it off, Sam Shively. Shively trying to drive inside, a foul on the floor. Will go against Ryan Eddington of Wawasee. That'll be his first and the team's second. Inbound taken by Binion. Out to Rosebush. Three from the right wing by Shively won't go. And rebound bounces to Eddington. 14-10. Mishawaka leads. Heading toward 2 minutes to play in the first half. This has probably been the lowest scoring game or lowest scoring first half we've had all season.
I think that's a fairly safe bet at this point.
Wawasee moving it in the half court once again. Open in the right corner was Wagner. His shot wouldn't go. Offensive rebound by Coleman. He turns and easily banks it down. It's Coleman's first bucket. Timeout taken by Mishawaka. Minute 46 to play in the first half. It's Mishawaka 14, Wawasee 12. Take another 30-second timeout. This is Mishawaka basketball on WSBT. Minute 46 to play in the first half. Mishawaka leads Wawasee 14-12. Grant Jablonski in for the first time for the Cavemen. Sam Shively wants to drive, stops his dribble into Binion, spins into the lane, fouled as he takes the shot. And I mistakenly said Mishawaka took that timeout before our break, and it was Wawasee, as Vince pointed out to me during the timeout.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
That's
for,
right.
John.
That's right. John Binion to the free throw line to shoot two. He's a 66% foul shooter. First one is up and good. Something I've noticed is that is the 69th attempt Binion has taken this season. Last year, he attempted more than 160 free throws.
Wow.
So for a post guy whose game is mostly the same, a lot fewer free throw attempts this year.
Honestly, I think what the difference is, Sean, is that teams are really keen on Binion this year, and they're just denying the pass into the lane. He's just not getting as many looks.
The second free throw missed, and Rosebush cleared the rebound. We're going to have another foul on Wawasee. It is going to go against Jarius Boyer. It's number four on the Warriors.
Mishawaka committed the first three fouls of the game, and now all of a sudden Wawasee with four in a row lead that category 4-3.
15-12, Mishawaka leads. A minute 12 to play in the first half. And Ron Heklinski telling them to hold. So we're just going to wind this clock on down, my friend.
Take a page out of that Hickory playbook. We'll just hold on to it with
stand
that lead.
Stand and dribble.
That's right. And Wallace's content to let it happen because they're not coming out and guarding the basketball and forcing that five-second clock to start. Dylan Hall just needs to literally stand by half court and wait for that clock to tick down.
When I saw John Everingham, the Wawasee coach, kind of give Ron Heklinski a snide look. We've talked about this a lot. When you've got a minute to play with no shot clock in high school basketball, you might as well just do this, play for the last shot, rather than play three for two or two
right.
for one possessions.
Well, and those are the rules, and you use the rules to your advantage, right? I mean, they just honored, what, the 78 team over at Notre Dame, and I'm hearing all kinds of stories about how back then it was a coach's game. They were the ones saying, hold it, do whatever, because there was no shot clock, there was no three-point line.
Shively right baseline, stops his dribble, hits it up the side of the backboard. A rebound is taken by Wallace, and that'll be the end of the first half. And, I mean, if you want to do something about it, go out and closely guard the guy.
Exactly.
Make him have to do something. Backed off defensively. So the first half ends with Mishawaka leading 15-12. And again, coming up at halftime, you'll hear from Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert with the news of Bart Curtis going to Warsaw this week. I sat down with Dean before tonight's game and talked to him about the situation and what comes next now for Mishawaka as they search to find a replacement for a legend who's heading not far from here.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Dean just took over. He's had to hire a brand new
I mentioned that to
coach,
him, too.
And now a brand new football coach. Those are your quote-unquote money-making sports. Those are the high-profile sports. And he gets to hire two brand new ones, and, you know, they're going to be his guys. So it's not something that a first-year AD gets to do very often.
15-12. Mishawaka leads Wamasee here at halftime. Take a timeout. When we come back, the Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime show begins. Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future. And you'll hear that interview with Dean Huppert coming up in 2 minutes. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. We are joined here at halftime by Mishawaka Athletic Director Dean Huppert. And Dean, of course, some big news here in the last few days. An institution at Mishawaka, Bart Curtis, is heading to Warsaw. It's been a pretty busy first year for you. Already hired a basketball coach earlier this year. Let's just kind of the process. When did you kind of first get word that Bart Curtis might be moving?
Well, Coach gave us an indication that there was something in the works, and he was honest with us throughout the whole process. So we weren't as shocked as a lot of other people. But, of course, this week when the announcement came out and things started happening in social media, Coach talked to his players, he talked to his coaches, and there's been some tears from a lot of people here because not only did he mean so much to us as a football coach, but also as an assistant principal. And he's a guy who's been a presence. He means Mishawaka pride, and we're happy for him with this new opportunity. And we're looking forward to see the candidates that we have the opportunity to get, because he's built a foundation and built upon the traditions of the coaches before him. But now there's that foundation and that commitment to excellence that we just strive to have. And when you're thinking of that next coach, boy, it's a huge opportunity, and we can't wait to see how it plays out.
Well, and so then what is the next step for you? Have you been hearing from maybe some people interested yet?
We've already heard from some people. We're going to have internal candidates, and Coach has already tipped us off on some people that he feels, you know what, they're ready for that next step. He says, I'm not going to say this guy or this guy. That wouldn't be fair to anybody. But he said, you know what, we create and look for leaders in a culture of excellence. And so he set people up for success. Some of these guys want to be head coaches, so we're certainly going to give people in-house a good look because they've been part of this success process. But we're hearing from external candidates as we anticipated, and we're going to open it up to everybody and then see who we have. We'll have a committee, and then we'll interview a set number of people, and at that time we'll limit it down, and then we'll have a conversation and say, hey, who's the best fit for us? And the last thing we want to do is destroy the continuity that we have and shake everything up. There's no need to do that. We have an amazing foundation that's been built here the past 10 years, and now when we start looking at where we want to go from here, how do we maintain that and then take it to the next level?
What are some of the main things that you're looking for in your next head coach?
Well, when you look at who we've had, first of all, are they good with the community? Are they going to do community service? Because we think that really plays into how you perform on the football field. If you're a good kid, if you're a good student, and you're going to help out the community is going to support you. And also a presence who the coaches gravitate towards and the kids gravitate towards. We're looking for a leader, somebody to lead this program, and they can look across the field, and some of our opponents are going to go, okay, they mean business. And Mishawaka, they are taking it to the next level, and Bart left them in great position.
the option, the triple option offense has been a big part of this Mishawaka tradition. How important is that in your next head coach?
I'm not going to ask any coach what offense they're going to run. I'm not going to say, how do you do that? We can look at numbers and say, can you score? I'm going to be in the end zone when our team's coming that way and hoping they come down to me and watch the celebration. But I'm not going to teach somebody or tell somebody how to coach. We're going to look for leaders. We're going to look for people who can coach kids and also who can bring those coaches together and lead. And the football coaches who are reaching out to us, the guys who we have in-house, they know football. They understand the game. And people in Mishawaka, whether we're running the ball every time, whether we're throwing the ball every other time, they're going to support and they're really going to gravitate to whoever we have.
Do you have a timeline for when you'd like to get this done?
You know, Dr. Dean Spiker, he told me, he said, you know, I hired a Hall of Fame coach one time, and I looked at him and smiled, and of course he was talking about Chris Giesman. He said, the timeline that we're going to have, it's not before spring break, it's not by the middle of March. He said, it's when it's right. If we do it in 2 weeks, if we do it in a month, I would anticipate we're going to take our time, we're going to find the right fit, we're going to go through the process, let it play out, and then when the time's right, we'll announce who that next coach is.
All right. Thank you, Dean, and best of luck to you.
Hey, thank you.
All right. That is Dean Hubbard, the Mishawaka Athletic Director, and we'll be right back with more Halftime Mishawaka Basketball on WSBT.
Back at halftime in the Mishawaka Education Foundation Halftime Show, Mishawaka leads Wawasee 15-12. And Vince D'Addario is going to run through our halftime stats real quick. Not a lot of stats to run through.
Well, and, you know, obviously Mishawaka leads right now 15-12, but they're only shooting 38% from the field. They're 6 of 16, 2 of 9 from three-point land, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Only John Binion got there. He's only 2 free throws for the whole game so far. Wawasee 5 of 9 from the field, so a little bit more efficient. They're 56%, 2 of 5 from three-point land. So obviously it's still a tight game. Rebounding looks like it's about even, 7 to 7. And look for Mishawaka to get a little bit more conservative with the way they're shooting the ball. They got to bring that percentage up from 38%.
So not a lot of scoring in the first half, 15 to 12. Mishawaka leads Wawasee, and again we'll be back Friday night here at the Cave in Mishawaka when the Cavemen host John Glenn in an NIC matchup. The games are winding down.
Yes, they are.
On the season.
I'm very excited for Sunday, to be honest with you.
I was getting ready to say, sectional draw on Sunday, everybody's getting ready.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to see, you know, what's the draw going to be for your favorite team? You know, what's it going to be here for the 4A Mishawaka sectional? Maybe that's why Demezi Anderson is here, getting a feel for what this gym is all about since he hasn't played here this season. And if they want to move on like everybody thinks they will, they got to win a few games here on this floor.
Mishawaka has the basketball to start the second half. Dylan Hall over to Peyton Johnson. Hall, Johnson, Binion, Rosebush, and Sam Shively on the floor for the Cavemen. Peyton Johnson, who hit a three in the first half, out to Shively. Bounce pass to Hall on the right wing. Back to Shively and down the left corner. Johnson, three is good. Second three of the night for Peyton Johnson. And that is his 33rd of the season. That makes it 18-12 with 7:23 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Rossini's is carry out. You're proud to bring home or to the Cave. Lincoln Way east of Mishawaka across from Beeger School. Vince and I had some earlier tonight. It is sitting right behind us, and we've got lunch for the next couple days.
Yeah, you're not kidding. They weren't kidding when they said it's an extra large. It's an extra large, my friend.
Wawasee with the basketball. Wagner brings it up court. Runs into the Caveman zone. Both of these teams packing it in, not letting the other team get going inside tonight. John Binion, Mishawaka's leading scorer, just 3 points in the first half. Just under seven to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka leads by six. Drive inside and down to the left corner. Wide open for three. And knocking it down is Jarius Boyer. That makes it 18-15, Mishawaka, after the three by the Warriors. Their third of the night. Eddington had the first two. Bounce pass to Binion, comes through the lane, puts it up, won't go, gets his own rebound and lays it in.
Yeah, and that's the John Binion that we've come to know and love. Goes in hard, gets his own rebound, puts it right back up for two.
20-15, down to left corner, another open three, and knocking it down again is Boyer. Well, if they're going to leave him wide open, he'll knock him down from down there, and he hits back-to-back threes from the same corner. Mishawaka's lead is two with just under six to play in the Rossini Spezza third quarter. Shively to Hall. Hall through the lane, called for traveling before he passed it down to the corner himself to Peyton Johnson.
Well, and both teams are running kind of an extended 3-2 zone, not a 2-3 zone, but they've got three guys up front. And Wawa, see the offense that they're running in their half court. They've got three guys up in the half court side of things, three guys up high and two guys in the corner. So they're really trying to spread out that Mishawaka zone. And when Mishawaka collapses on someone in the middle, they're kicking out to a wide open guy.
Trayshawn Jeffries in for the first time as Dylan Hall sits down. A drive through the lane and traveling called on Jacob Hand and Wawasee. So back we come the other way as the teams trade turnovers, 20-18, Mishawaka. Jeffries bounces it to Johnson, middle of the lane. Binion bounces it down low, and the layup is good by Rosebush.
And what a good look by Binion. He was a little high in the key. They collapsed on him, and he found a wide open Rosebush for the easy layup.
Lead is four for the Cavemen with 5:13 to play in the Rossini Spezza third quarter. Coleman has the basketball out near half court, and Ron Hicklinski telling John Binion to back off him. Binion backs down to the top of the key as Coleman stands out about a foot from half court. And Binion asking Hicklinski what he wants him to do defensively, and Hicklinski tells him just to stay put. Binion puts his hands in the air, and Coleman stands and dribbles. Maybe they'll just wind down this whole third quarter. The lead is 22-18 for Mishawaka, though.
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me, to be perfectly honest with you, the way this game flow has gone tonight.
Coleman stands and holds. He looks to the bench. Starts dribbling as he looks at the clock. Am I mistaken, or did he dribble and then stop and start dribbling again? Maybe I was just seeing things.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know they looked over to the bench for some direction.
Coleman content to stand and dribble. He gives it up and then gets it back. Looks to his right to Wagner. Trayshawn Jeffries thought about coming over and trying to swipe it away from him. 3:35 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. We've got time to kick back and eat some of our Rossini's Pizza now.
So how was your day, Sean?
Yeah, you know. Valentine's Day, got a little candy. Oh, there's Coleman. He starts something, and now they pass back outside, and Coleman flashes out. Once again, with 3:15 to play in the third.
Got us all excited for nothing.
Coleman holds and looks over at the bench. Binion comes out on him. He gives it up to Wagner. Wagner dribbles down as Jeffrey stays with him. Outside to the wing it goes to Evans, and he'll pass back outside to Coleman with under three to play in the third. And a foul is called on Binion as Coleman started a drive. It'll be the second on John Binion, and that is the second of a half on Mishawaka.
Well, it breaks up the monotony a little bit there with a foul, I guess.
Demezi Anderson looking at his phone rather than looking at the
slug of nothing that's going on the court right now.
I was waiting for you to use the word action on the court, and I was going to defy that particular use.
Wagner has the basketball, throws his tail end into Trayshawn Jeffries, who stands right behind him. Coleman comes out to get it. 2:35 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 22-18, Mishawaka leads Wawasee. The Warriors have had the ball for what? Run around 3 minutes or so of game clock time. Longer than that in real time. Jacob Hand with a basketball. Guarded by Rosebush. Out to Coleman. Fell into backcourt, but not before keeping it in front court. And a timeout is taken by the Wawasee bench. 2:11 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka leads 22-18. Let's take a 30-second timeout on WSBT. Mishawaka leads Wawasee 22-18 with 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Wawasee has the basketball. They've had it since what seems like yesterday at this point, as they've stood and dribbled for the better part of about three and a half minutes so far. They take the inbound. Wagner brings it up. Eddington, who had 8 points in the second quarter, comes out to take it. Down low to Coleman. Coleman, the ball down low, gives it up. Down to the corner to Wagner. Three will not go. They scrap for the rebound as it gets knocked around. It's finally taken by Wawasee and Eddington. Outside and down to the right corner. The three-pointer doesn't go, and Trayshawn Jeffries with a Mishawaka rebound. Caveman by four with a minute 35 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Shively cues up a three. It's short. Rebound underneath is taken by Jarius Boyer.
You think they're going to hold for the last shot here?
I kind of expect the opposite of anything we expect to happen at this point. Minute 13 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Outside it is Eddington. He passes off to Boyer. And there is a minute to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Wagner with the basketball. 22-18, Mishawaka. Coleman up top. Drives off to the right of the lane. Shovels it outside with the left hand into the lane. Wagner down on the left corner. He cuts across the lane and shovels it back outside and down to the corner. A drive down the baseline and out to Coleman on the wing. Coleman gives it up to Wagner with 38 seconds to play in the third. Outside. Hand and a loose ball is taken away by John Binion with 30 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Jeffries down to the right corner to Peyton Johnson. And he steadies the offense and brings it outside. 20 seconds and Trayshawn Jeffries didn't play in the first half. Stands and holds and he'll dribble now with the left hand with 14 seconds to play in the third. Jeffries looks to the bench. 8 seconds to go. Jeffries looking for a pick. Jeffries off to the wing. Out to Johnson. Three is good at the end of the third quarter. Peyton Johnson, his third three-pointer of the night. It's 25-18. And just like the first quarter, Peyton Johnson with the electrifying three. The most exciting thing to happen in the third. But Mishawaka has its biggest lead of the night at 7.
Well, and we... The way that Wawasee was holding the ball there, we figured a four-point lead was pretty big, and now all of a sudden they're up by 7, and that lead almost seems seismic at this point. So interested to see how Wawasee responds offensively when they come out in the fourth quarter.
25-18, Mishawaka leads Wawasee at the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Let's take a one-minute timeout and back with fourth quarter action. Fourth quarter action. You're listening to Mishawaka Basketball on WSBT. We get set to start the fourth quarter. John Binion has some blood on his jersey. You can see it on the front. They're going to make him change, it looks like.
So that means we're going to be waiting on a costume change.
Yeah, the question is, do they have a blood jersey for him over there?
It's probably in the locker room.
Yep, there they come.
Go.
John Everingham, the Wawasee head coach, is going nuts because John Binion took his jersey off on the floor to change because he was told that he had to take it off. And I'm guessing that you're not supposed to take, because it's high school, you're probably not supposed to take your jersey off on the floor.
On the floor. He was,
and the officials are going to talk about this, but it's a little bit different situation because that's kind of a one of those sportsmanship things. Like if you get kicked out of the game or at the end of the game, you see guys rip their jerseys off either in disgust or celebration or whatever. But obviously he had to change his jersey because he had blood on it.
Well, and it was funny because it looked like the Wawasee coach was just sitting there waiting for him to take off his jersey.
Right.
He knew it was going to happen, and as soon as it came off, he went crazy. They are going to tee him up.
So, as Vince said, they will call the technical foul because Binion took his jersey off on the floor. And you're right. I mean, it was like Binion had barely got that thing up to his shoulders when he was taking it off. And Everingham just went nuts.
Yes, he did.
Caden Wagner will go to the free throw line to shoot two technicals. With Mishawaka leading 25-18, the left-hander Wagner hits the first. That's his first point of the night.
So is that a team technical? I assume that that's
not
a team
sure how that works.
I assume it's a team technical.
The second free throw was an air ball. I mean, I will say that I wish Everingham had as much enthusiasm in helping out the media with things like stats when he's asked
exactly
by certain media outlets, as he did for going nuts about a technical foul. But that's just me.
Yeah, you know, you're such a mean guy.
I know. John Binion is now wearing 25 instead of 42. And you can tell it's probably a large instead of maybe an extra large, or a medium instead of a large, because
well, they're form-fitting jerseys to begin with.
Yeah,
but fitting
them a little more snugly.
Yeah, you know. Shows he's been working out.
7:42 to play in the fourth, and a foul is called. Offensive on Wawasee. It'll be Caden Wagner. That's his first. And is that the second or the first on Wawasee?
I believe that is the first.
Okay. 7:35 to play in the game. Mishawaka leading by six. Caveman with the basketball. Trayshawn Jeffries cues the three. It's off the back iron. Binion, rebound. His basket is good. And a foul as well.
Yeah, great job by Binion. Boxing out, getting that rebound, going up strong. And also a chance for the three-point play.
The putback makes it an 8-point lead with 7:24 to play in the fourth. And Binion to the free throw line converts the 3-point play. He's 2 out of 3 at the line tonight. The lead is 9 for the Cavemen. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. 28-19 with 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter. On the outside, Eddington with a basketball. Scored all 8 of his points in the second quarter after coming in off the bench. On the left, Wagner with a basketball. Holds it up high. Wagner, guarded by Jeffrey, spins inside, and Hall with a steal. Mishawaka with numbers. Off to Binion. The layup is good on the run. Mishawaka leads by 11.
John Binion is so good when Mishawaka gets out on the break. He's so athletic for a big man. There was no doubt in my mind that when he went up, even though it was two Warrior defenders right there, that that was going in.
30-19. Mishawaka leads now with 6.5 minutes remaining. Trayvon Coleman has the basketball. Coleman with just 2 points tonight. Their leading scorer into the lane and outside to Wagner. Three off the back iron. Rosebush runs the rebound down. Rosebush two on one. Gets fouled. Going to the basket by Caden Wagner. Wagner trying to get the officials to help him out, saying it should be a tie-up, but a foul on Wagner, and it sends Rosebush to the free throw line. Rosebush with 4 points tonight, just a 53% free throw shooter, but he buries the first one.
Well, Mishawaka is shooting with a lot of confidence right now. I mean, they've extended their lead to 12 at this point, and, you know, with the way the offenses are playing tonight, 12, I mean, that's a pretty big margin.
Rosebush hits both free throws. And Rosebush did not shoot those free throws like a 50% free throw shooter.
He did not.
Mishawaka lead is 14, three off the back iron. Rosebush clears the rebound. Here comes Mishawaka with 5:45 remaining in the ball game. The Cavemen lead 32-19. Hall on the left wing to Trayshawn Jeffries, who stands and dribbles between the circles and back off to Hall once again. Binion dribbles once, down to the corner to Jeffries, stops his dribble, out intended for a Hall. It is knocked out of bounds by Jacob Hand as he runs into the Cavemen bench. It's 32-19 with 5:25 remaining. Mishawaka leads Wawasee. Backdoor cut, and the layup is good by Dylan Hall on the pass by Trayshawn Jeffries.
Well, and that Wawasee defense just didn't even see him coming down the backside there. He went in there untested into the lane for the easy layup.
34-19 now, Mishawaka. Coleman from up top takes the three. It rims off. Foul on the rebound will go against the Warriors.
That's going to be the third on Boyer tonight.
I will say, when you look at this Wawasee team, and I don't know if it's because they play so much zone and obviously there's not a lot of scoring, but they don't look like a five-win team. I mean, they don't look like that's all they should have right now, but they don't have a lot of guys who necessarily score either.
Right, exactly.
An offensive foul is called on the Cavemen. It's going to be Sam Shively called for his first. 34-19, 4:50 remaining. Mishawaka leads by 15 points. Jacob Hand off to the right, passes outside. Coleman from the left puts up a three. He hits it, and a foul in the lane as well. It's going to go against Wawasee. They will count the basket by Coleman. They will call Jarius Boyer. That's going to be his fourth. The basket by Coleman as he sits down makes it 34-22. There's 4:37 remaining. Rosebush in backcourt gives it up to Trayshawn Jeffries. Jeffries up to Shively, and Shively gets fouled.
Well, that was an inadvertent foul there by Wawasee. They just ran into Shively. He kind of put the air brakes on when they were breaking that press, and he got run into, but again, letter of the law, that is a foul.
.428 remaining in the ball game. Mishawaka leading 34-22. Jeffries on the outside. And away from the ball, a foul is called.
Yeah, it's going to be called on Evans again, it looks like.
I feel like all of a sudden these officials feel like they've got to get their money's worth before they walk out of this gym tonight.
Yeah. So that's going to be the sixth. Well, I've got... Well, I had seven fouls for Wawasee, but obviously I am incorrect.
Not sure. Layup good by A.J. Rosebush, and now has 8 points. 36-22 Mishawaka as we head toward 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
Well, they've got seven on the scoreboard, too. So not sure why they weren't shooting there. Okay.
Down to the left corner and out toward the wing. Hulford on the baseline, thrown away by Wawasee, and Dylan Hall will bring it up court. Here's Dylan Hall. Left-hand layup good. He has 8. Just like that, the lead is 16 for the Cavemen with 3:33 to play.
Mishawaka has done such a good job, you know, the past couple of games. The second half, they've just owned the second half from the teams they've been playing.
So Treshawn Jeffries is going to be called for a hand check.
Well, I think what Coach Klinsky's upset about is there were two officials a lot closer to that play than the official that made that call. And he's wondering how that actually happened.
Inbound three-pointer does not go for Wawasee. Offensive rebound. They get it. And the three from over on the right wing is good by Ryan Eddington, who has his third three of the night and 11 points. It makes it 38-25. Mishawaka by 13 with 3:15 to play, and we have a full timeout on the floor, so we'll take a minute and then back to the Cave. 38-25, Mishawaka leads Wawasee. This is Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. Mishawaka leads Wawasee 38-25 with 3:10 to play in the ball game. Cavemen have the basketball. Rosebush double team, passes out of it to Dylan Hall. Hall dribbles with the left hand and passes over to the left to Treshawn Jeffries. Jeffries weaving through traffic and back outside to Hall and back to Jeffries once again.
So now we've got Mishawaka's version of the stall offense to a degree.
Wawasee trying to come out and apply some pressure though. Jeffries throws it away as he tried to dribble and pass out of the pressure. From the right wing, a three rattles out for Wawasee. Rosebush with unofficially his fifth rebound. Ball knocked away, loose and picked up by Shively. And a timeout is taken by the Cavemen. 2:29 to play in the ball game. Mishawaka 38, Wawasee 25. Let's take a 30-second timeout on WSBT. .229 remaining in the ball game. It's Mishawaka 38, Wawasee 25. Mishawaka has the basketball. Coming out of the timeout, along with Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Stiers. Mishawaka and John Glenn here at the Cave Friday night, the NIC matchup. You'll hear it here on WSBT. Of course, John, you can go ahead.
I was going to say, John Glenn having a pretty good NIC season this year. So that'd be fun to see the Falcons here at the Cave.
2:02 remaining and knocked out of bounds on the far side of the floor by the Warriors. After the inbound, another foul is called. It's Aaron Evans.
It's his third, Sean, and I think they are actually going to shoot 1-1 finally.
That's the eighth foul on Wawasee, and as Vince pointed out before, they committed a defensive foul for their seventh foul, but Mishawaka did not get to shoot the 1-1 in that situation for some reason.
We just work here, Sean.
That's right. Shively hits the first free throw. He has 4 points tonight.
John Glenn right now sitting in fourth place in the NIC behind Riley, St. Joe, and Marion.
So a tough one coming up for the Cavemen Friday. Under two to play. The lead is 14 for Mishawaka. Top of the key, high arcing three is good by Eddington, who has a game-high 14 points, and that is his fourth three-pointer of the night. It drops Mishawaka's lead to 11, and Wawasee takes a timeout with a minute 46 remaining. We'll take a timeout, too. We'll back in 1 minute on WSBT. Mishawaka leads Wawasee with a minute 46 to play in the ball game. It's Cavemen basketball. Dylan Hall to inbound. Wawasee with full court pressure. Rosebush to Shively. Loose ball picked up by the Warriors. And a foul is called as Aaron Evans tries to make a move to the basket.
Looks like that foul is going to be on Rosebush for Mishawaka. It's going to be his second and the team's sixth of the half.
So Wawasee will shoot free throws after the next Mishawaka foul.
In theory.
Scale of 1 to 10, it's a pretty good chance we're going to see one. 39-28, the lead is 11 for the Cavemen. A missed three-pointer, and the rebound is down to Dylan Hall. Hall across half court, gives it up to Trayshawn Jeffries. Coming over to foul him is Caden Wagner.
That's going to be Wagner's third tonight. And Jeffries going to go to the line to shoot one and the bonus.
Jeffries is shooting 62% at the free throw line this season. He's averaging 7.3 points a game. Didn't start. Didn't play the entire first half. Has not scored tonight. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
And C.J. Fisher from Mishawaka checks in. I was telling Darren this on the last broadcast. C.J. Fisher is one of my favorite guys because, you know, he doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he makes those minutes count when it comes to fouls.
I was going to say, might not be who you want in there right now.
I would love to see his minutes to fouls ratio because I guarantee you it's very close. Man after my own heart.
Fisher comes in, as does Brian Brayton for Mishawaka. Another free throw for Jeffries is good, and it makes it 41-28 with a minute 15 remaining. With the basketball, Wawasee and Jacob Hand. Pass goes outside. Right elbow jump shot is no good. Dylan Hall with the rebound. And a timeout is taken by Mishawaka. Corey Madera is going to come in.
And that timeout was literally just taken to get Madera into the ball game. And it's going to be a quick one.
So Fisher coming in here tonight. He's played 106 minutes. 20 fouls he's committed.
Hey, there you go. He did start last week, too. You're talking about shuffling the lineup around.
Really?
C.J. Fisher started, okay. If I'm not mistaken, last week.
Compare that to Sam Shively, who's played more than triple the minutes and has 31 fouls.
There you go. See? I'm telling you. He makes use of his clock.
Grant Jablonski, Corey Madera, C.J. Fisher, Kenny Minifield. And Brian Brayton, all in for the Cavemen. They lead by 13 with 45 seconds to play. Jablonski looking into Madera as Zach Linnemeyer, 6'3 senior, plays with a face guard, had come in at that timeout as well. They had a foul called. Is the basket going to count?
I believe it is.
Finally, the official had kept his hand in the air. It is going to be Kenny Minifield whistled for his first. And it's a basket and a foul as Jacob Hand goes to the free throw line and buries it. B
Mishawaka's lead is down to 11 with 30.7 seconds remaining. Jablonski to Fisher. And now Minifield in backcourt and Jablonski once again. Minifield up to Brayton. Brayton stands and holds and passes high to Fisher. Fisher looks and passes it off to Minifield. He gets doubled and right back to Fisher once again. Fisher trying to dribble out the clock with 10 seconds to play. And a foul is called. Oh, they called a kickball, apparently.
Kickball. I was going to say we're not shooting again. Well, that was a heads-up play there by C.J. Fisher.
6 seconds left. Mishawaka turns it over. 2 seconds left. And Wawasee will not get a shot off at the end of the game. 41-31. Wawasee defends Mishawaka right down to the wire. The Cavemen win by 10 for their 11th win of the season. We will take a timeout and then back to wrap things up here from the Cave as Mishawaka improves to 11-7 overall. You're listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. Back live at the Cave in Mishawaka with Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. As we begin our Sonic Drive-In post-game show, Sonic is open till midnight. Stop by on your way home for a foot-long Coney Dog, tater tots, limeade, or slush. Sonic on West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Maine. Also in South Bend and Michigan City. Mishawaka defeats Wawasee 41-31. The Cavemen improved to 11-7 overall. The Warriors of Wawasee fall to 5-15, and Vince has some stats for us.
All right, Sean, let's see here. So, obviously, final score, 10-point win for Mishawaka to pick up their 11th win of the season. Mishawaka shot 54% from the field, 15 of 28, 4 of 13 from three-point land. They were 7 of 9 from the free throw line. That's 78%. That's got to be one of their higher percentages on the year. 22 points in the paint, 15 total rebounds. Wawasee, 42% from the field, 11 of 26 overall, 7 of 20 from beyond the arc, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. That's 67%. They had 13 rebounds. 8 of their points came from inside the paint. A little bit of individual scoring. First for the visiting Warriors of Wawasee, the high point man for Wawasee and for the game was Ryan Eddington. He had 14 points. He was 5 of 8 from the field, 4 of 6 from beyond the arc. Let's see here. Jarius Boyer was 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. He had 8 points tonight. Trayvon Coleman was 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 2 from beyond the arc. He had 5 points. Jacob Hand, 1 of 4 from the field. Didn't hit any shots from three-point land. He was 0 of 3. Hit his only free throw, so he had 3 points tonight. Caden Wagner was 0 of 4 from the field, but he did hit a free throw. He was 1 of 2, so he had 1 point. That actually rounds out the scoring for Wawasee, so they had 31. Now for the victorious Mishawaka Cavemen tonight. A little more even scoring for them. Peyton Johnson led the team with 9 points. He was 3 of 4 from the field. All of his shots came from beyond the arc, so he had 9. Dylan Hall was 4 of 6 from the field, so he had 8 tonight. Of course, all his points came from the paint. No surprise there. A.J. Rosebush, 3 of 5 from the field, 0 of 2 from three-point land, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 8 points. An 8-point performance by the leading scorer normally for the Cavemen, number 42, John Binion, and number 25 tonight. He was 3 of 4.
Split his time with numbers.
Yeah, that's right. So he was 3 of 4 from the field, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. 6 of his points came from the paint, so he had 8. Sam Shively had 4 points tonight. He hit his only shot. It was a 3, and he capped it off with a shot from the free throw line as well. And rounding out the scoring for the Cavemen was Trayshawn Jeffries. He hit all of his points from the free throw line. He was 100% from the line, 2 of 2, so he had 2 points. So once again, Mishawaka 41, Wawasee 31.
And our Jays Crunchers Crunch Time player of the game tonight will be A.J. Rosebush. She scored 8 points and pulled down unofficially 5 rebounds as well. Jays Crunchers, powered by Crunchers Potato Chips, celebrate the season with Jays Chips. So, again, the final tonight, Mishawaka 41, Wawasee 31. Cavemen improved to 11-7. Wawasee falls to 5-14. Mishawaka is home again Friday night against John Glenn, and we will have the tip-off for you right around 7:30 or so here on WSBT. So that's going to do it for us tonight. For our studio engineer, Jerry Janowski, for Vince D'Addario, I'm Sean Stiers. Hope you all had a happy Valentine's Day with some Mishawaka basketball tonight. 41-31, Cavemen victorious. This has been Mishawaka basketball presented by Midland Engineering Company, also by School City of Mishawaka, Mishawaka Education Foundation, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, and by Thor Industries on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.